Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be in the power and the glory. The power comes from food that God has put on earth that gives your body the vitality, the energy. You don't have the same diseases most other people have. The weight, the mental ability. You become what God created you to be using the things he put on this earth, and then the supernatural glory. And I've never seen anyone combine the two together, but I have David Herzog, and we're talking about his brand new book, Jumpstart, and his special DVD, Walking in the Glory Every Day, a how-to, step-by-step of how you can walk in the glory of God. David, explain to me how this works with especially the 21 days. And why did you pick 21 days to go from natural to supernatural health?
Well, a lot of people know that it takes 21 days to break a habit. That's kind of a known thing. So that's why we chose 21, because if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a pattern, and then a lot of times it'll stick with you the rest of your life. So that's why the 21.
Okay, well, tell me how you've combined the, because when you don't combine the glory with a nutrition program, people will just stop, no matter how good it is.
Yeah, because God is the source of all life, all health, all everything. So, like I said before, like you could have health and eat healthy, but have emotional or spiritual problems, or mad at God, or bitter, or any, you know, and those things will hinder you, because eventually, a lot of people eat out of just wounds in their heart. They're depressed, so they just eat. They call it comfort food. So when you combine the glory and close to being close to God with the diet, it breaks off those bad habits and helps you to keep on the plan and stay close to God and fulfill your destiny.
So you were telling me on yesterday's broadcast, it sounds wonderful. I've been out to David's house in Sedona, Arizona. He's got a garden in his backyard. He takes the fresh organic food right out of his garden when he wakes up in the morning. He puts it in his blender. I mean, it sounds wonderful. Maybe I can move in, David? No, I'm just teasing.
Definitely get a room for you.
Okay. So what else do you eat during the day?
Oh, yeah. So I do juicing. Then later on, I'll have a salad. You know, I'll make myself a nice, healthy, put avocados, put veggies, bell peppers, put maybe a little bit of cranberries or raisins. So I just have fun with it, you know.
And what type of dressing do you use?
Oh, I try to do my own kind of dressing. Sometimes I put no dressing. Sometimes I put, like, vinegar and oil. Just depends, you know. I have a whole recipe thing in the book, different options you can use. It actually gets fun after a while.
Okay, and what do you usually snack on during the day?
Oh, snacks? I do these super green bars that I have. There's like 100% raw organic. I do nuts. I'll do fruit. I'll do, like I said, an avocado if I get really hungry in between. So a lot of different options people have. They don't realize.
Now, you're a big advocate of coconut oil. I don't hear much about that. Why do you like coconut oil so much?
Well, I like coconuts. And then coconut oil, two different things. Coconut oil, I mix that in my smoothies. It helps you lose weight, for one. Great for your cholesterol, great for your skin. It does so many different things. Coconut water in the summer is, like, the best. It's like if you take a coconut, open it, and drink it, it's equal to your plasma of your blood. They even use them as blood transfusions in third world countries, coconut water. So it's so close to your blood type, it hydrates you better than water. So in the summertime or when you're in hot tropical places, you could actually almost live off coconut water. It's had so many nutrients. It's amazing.
What about garlic? Did you really chew on garlic all day long when you had a flu condition? And if so, was anyone reasonably close to you? No, I'm just teasing.
Well, there's two different incidents. One of them with the garlic was I had a toothache in Indonesia, and I was doing some really large outdoor meetings. And at night, I couldn't sleep. This thing was nagging me. It was an abscess tooth. So I chewed on a garlic clove that I got from the front desk, or from the restaurant, and I kept chewing on it on that tooth, and it completely dissolved the abscess problem with the infection in the tooth. It's never come back, and I could sleep. So garlic works like antibiotic. Now, when I had one time I was going to India, and I got sick, I had acute laryngitis. I didn't know what I had. The doctor told me what I had, but I didn't want the antibiotics. And I just put ginger, garlic, cayenne pepper in a shake, some different things like this, hot peppers, and it completely flushed out what I had, the flu and the laryngitis, in 48 hours. The doctor told me that nothing would cure it but antibiotics. 2 days later, I was completely cured, went to India, no problems.
Now you have a lot in your book about sleep. I mean, I don't know about you, Mishpucha, but I find this fascinating. And the truth of the matter is, yes, God will heal you. God, in the glory of all things are possible. But why do you tempt God? Why would you want to live your life with no energy? Why would you want to live your life heavy, carrying an extra 50 pounds with you every day of your life? Why would you want to live your life with all these dread diseases? And unfortunately, these dread diseases come on Christians as well as non-Christians. Sleep, you talk about very important. Tell me how important it is and what we can do if we're running into sleep problems.
Well, believe it or not, I've discovered the number one way that people gain weight is lack of sleep, even more than the food. It's amazing. Like, for instance, if you go to bed every night really late, your liver starts to detox about 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So people that go to bed every night past 2 a.m. or even midnight, a lot of times their liver doesn't have the time to detox. So the toxins stay in the body, and you start to gain weight. Then it affects your emotions. It affects your – people start getting depression. Your hormones don't get regulated like they're supposed to when you don't sleep. So many things happen when you sleep. And when you don't sleep, you're losing so much of life.
I notice you talk about going to bed early. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah. Like I said, if you go to bed early, your body resets itself. It's your metabolism.
What time do you recommend?
Well, the best time is by 10 p.m. because between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., that's when your liver starts to detox. And that's super important because everything goes to the liver. The liver doesn't detox, then you wake up feeling groggy, you're tired, your body holds in toxins, doesn't release the weight. So, like, if you were to sleep 8 hours and you slept from 2 a.m. for 8 hours, or you went to bed at 10 p.m. for 8 hours, you would feel way more rested if you went to bed at 10 p.m. And a lot of times, if you go to bed 2 or 3 in the morning, you need more than 8 hours because the body doesn't feel rested.
Now, do you need 8 hours sleep?
No, some people don't. I feel better with 8 hours, but some people can get by on 7. I recommend at least 7. But 8 hours is kind of, I notice, a balance. Most people feel best, highest performance at 8 hours sleep.
All right, what about people that either have difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, waking up real early rather than their 7, 8 hours? What do you recommend to them?
Okay, well, yeah, a lot of times they have habits they got to break. So if you're up late at night watching action movies and internet and cell phone, and then you want to go to bed, you won't be able to because all the electromagnetic stuff coming out of the electronics will keep you stimulated. So if you want to go to bed, like an hour or two before you want to go to bed, turn off all electronics, read a book, drink some hot tea. Also, there's natural things you could take to help you get jump-started, like melatonin. Your body normally produces melatonin when you're younger. When you're older, it doesn't produce enough. So you can take some of those, and that'll help you start sleeping earlier. So there's different things you can do, and eventually you get a habit, and your body eventually will start. You got to retrain your body to sleep is the problem. Mental stress, too. You know, like, let's say you're mad at someone at work, or you have to, like the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. If you're thinking about something that's bothering you and you sleep, a lot of times you can't sleep. So you have to forgive, release the person, cover in the blood of Jesus, then go to bed. You sleep a lot better. So there's a lot of different, it depends what the issue is that's causing the lack of sleep.
Out of curiosity, have people read your book and solved their sleep deprivation problems?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten people that email us and said, wow, I didn't realize sleeping next to my cell phone was hindering me from sleeping. They stick it in the bathroom, and suddenly they're sleeping better.
There's people that in their bedroom is a computer.
Exactly. Yeah, I tell them, take all those and get it in another room because it's emanating really strong electromagnetic frequencies, even when it's off, a lot of times it's still buzzing. With, you know, if you talk to different scientists, they'll tell you what kind of electronic stuff and how much the atoms that are in there and how fast they're moving. Your body can't handle that, and it keeps you stimulated in a way. That's why a lot of kids can't sleep now.
So someone that's watching TV to relax, what they're doing is they're energizing themselves rather than relaxing.
Oh, yeah, because not only the electromagnetic, but the visuals, all the images coming at you so fast, and then your mind starts thinking about all the things you just saw. Somehow when you read a book, it doesn't have the same effect. You're using your own imagination as you read, but when you're watching TV, someone's shoving thoughts at you, you know, against your own will, but basically, and then you filter all that through your mind. And then let's say if it's an action movie, it's even more. So, you can watch a movie, but I wouldn't try to sleep right after. You want give yourself an hour to just kind of calm your body down so you can sleep.
And out of curiosity, what do you read an hour before you go to bed?
Oh, I read the Bible, of course, and I read good Christian books. I read anything that's interesting that draws me closer to God or helps me change my life for the better.
I have to believe that the scripture says he gives his beloved sleep. I have to believe if you're reading Psalms or you're reading something in the Bible before you go to bed, you're going to sleep a whole lot better than if you're watching a murder movie.
Of course, yeah. Psalms actually is my favorite. If you read, like, I think 5 Psalms a day or every night, a lot of times I read 5 Psalms at night, 5 chapters, and then 1 Proverb in the morning. I mean, I read the other scriptures too, but Proverbs is great to kind of jumpstart your day.
David, we've run out of time, but I want to get this package in your hands. It's called The Power and the Glory. It's about time you take care of the body that God's given you, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you do it with the natural things God has on earth and the supernatural of the glory. And then the most wonderful DVD. I had David do this step by step, how you can walk in the glory every day. And we even have a magnet that's going to be a reminder for you. Put it right on your refrigerator, living stress-free in the glory for a gift of $35. Just call or write and ask for the Power and the Glory package. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.